Let's turn now to a member of the House Republican Conference, indeed a deputy whip for the Republican Conference, Representative Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma, who's joining us now from the Capitol. Congressman Cole, we were just talking about immigration. Did you hear from the president something about immigration that could be the basis for an actual reform?
Well, look, the president's been consistent on the issue. I give him credit for that. I think earlier, not so much in this speech, he mentioned he might accept a step-by-step approach. And I think that's really the only way it's going to get done. I mean, the Senate comprehensive approach is simply not going to pass the House. So we've got four bills out of the House Judiciary Committee. There's some others coming. So there might be a way to make some modest progress, but I think it will be modest, not comprehensive.
He appealed for an end to votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Do you think that's behind us right now, that indeed Republicans might be better with the Affordable Care Act in place to run against in November?
Well, I think Republicans are never going to stop trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Look, that's something that's not popular. No Republican voted for it. Frankly, all the polling suggests it's become progressively less popular over the last several months, so I doubt that's going to disappear. But I also think you have to recognize political reality. There's a Democratic Senate. The president's not likely to accept the repeal of his signature issue. I always like to say you're not likely to repeal Obamacare when a guy named Obama is president of the United States. So, you know, I recognize that. But, you know, as the president failed to point out, we've actually given him seven bills dealing with that legislation that he has signed that passed the Democratic Senate. Everything from getting rid of 1099 tax forms that every merchant was going to be required to use to, frankly, repealing the assisted living program of his portion, which was financially unsound. So there's some areas around the edge, maybe the medical device tax that we can work on together. I don't think Democrats like that any more than Republicans. But again, Republicans are not likely to accept it. But you do have to recognize political reality. While we may vote to repeal, that's not going to get through the Senate. So let's change where we can. And if we can find some common ground, terrific.
Okay. Congressman Cole, it's been real, as always.
Hey, thank you, Robert.
It's Tom Cole, a Republican of Oklahoma, talking with us about his reading of his listening of the State of the Union.